USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. A long-awaited report on an investigation of the FBI's handling of foreign influence in the 2016 presidential election is out.
The 306-page report from Special Counsel John Durham slams the FBI's handling of the Trump-Russia probe, calling it deeply flawed. Durham found there was a double standard used by the FBI in the way they aggressively handled ties between Russia and the Trump campaign, then soft-pedaled similar claims about foreign influence over Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton. However, Durham did not recommend any new charges to any individuals or any changes to the way the FBI handles politically charged investigations. I'm John Schaefer.
Republican House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer is announcing the FBI informant with details about the Biden family's dealings has gone missing.
All the FBI has to do is say, yeah, we looked into it and it wasn't a credible informant. They won't answer our questions.
Comer last week accused the Biden family and their associates of receiving as much as $10 million from foreign entities, including from China. Biden has denied the allegations. Virginia Congressman Jerry Connolly says two members of his staff were attacked by a person with a baseball bat Monday morning.
The subject is in custody. We will be obtaining charges for him.
Fairfax police spokeswoman Lisa Gardner says the bat was not a wooden one, but a metal bat. The Democrats said on Twitter, the individual entered his district office, asked for Connolly, then proceeded to attack the staff members. AAA predicts air travel over Memorial Day weekend will be busier this year than it was pre-COVID. According to this year's report, about 3.4 million Americans are expected to fly over the holiday weekend, an 11% increase over last year. And at 81 years old, Martha Stewart is now the oldest Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover model. This is USA News.
Texting enrolls you in a recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321321. That's PRIDE to 321321.
Monday was the last day for Texans to chime in on a bill that would ban transgender athletes from competing in college athletics. It faces opposition from activists like Mac Beggs.
Are you trying to take sports away from transgender students in college after you already harmed them K-12? It's just being cruel for cruelty's sake.
Beggs is a former wrestler from Texas who was born a female and competed against girls even after identifying as a male and receiving testosterone therapy. The bill that would ban this practice is a Republican priority, they say. It's a way to save women's sports. Elon Musk is being subpoenaed as part of the lawsuit in the U.S. Virgin Islands accusing J.P. Morgan Chase of enabling sexual abuse by Jeffrey Epstein. According to Reuters, the subpoena is seeking all communications between Musk and Epstein, stating that Epstein may have referred the Tesla and SpaceX CEO to the bank. The subpoena also reportedly requests documents from Musk about Epstein's involvement in human trafficking. And one of the trainers for Triple Crown winner Secretariat is being sentenced for sexually abusing children. 84-year-old Dan Mullen was sentenced in New York Monday to 30 years in prison after pleading guilty last year to sexual exploitation of a child. Prosecutors also said Mullen engaged in sexual acts with boys over the course of decades. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
NAPA!